You're listening to SBS News.
After getting married in January, Lauren Bell and Jerry Tonkin Hill were looking forward to spending this year together as happy newlyweds. But a global pandemic and what they say is an oversight in New Zealand's COVID-19 border restrictions has kept them apart for more than 6 months.
I've been quite upset, but obviously I just really want to be with my partner. We've recently just got married and it just feels really bizarre to be newlyweds and be separated with no plan of how we can be together and no sort of criteria for us to get back together either. We just kind of feel a bit lost and not looked after, maybe.
The couple has been together for 9 years and moved to the United Kingdom together in 2016. Ms. Bell moved back to her native New Zealand late last year. Mr. Tonkin Hill, who is Australian, travelled to New Zealand for their wedding but went back to the UK to finalise his PhD with the intention of returning to New Zealand on March the 20th. But the New Zealand borders closed the day before he could return. Mr. Tonkin Hill is still in the UK, while Ms. Bell is in the North Island city of Tauranga, where she works as a secondary school teacher. When New Zealand first announced its strict border lockdown to deal with COVID-19, the couple weren't worried, assuming that they would soon allow partners of New Zealand citizens to return. But when the legislation came through, stating any partners wishing to return to the country had to have a partner visa, they realised they wouldn't qualify, despite being married. Ms. Bell says because Mr. Tonkin Hill is an Australian citizen, he previously didn't need a partner visa to travel or live in New Zealand, so he never applied for one.
Maybe you need to look. They need to look over the legislation and allow Australian citizens to travel to New Zealand without a partnership visa because they never needed one before. They can't get one now. It doesn't make much sense.
But the New Zealand government is now saying only those with partner visas can come back, meaning Australians like him are excluded. And now, because the couple has been living apart for more than 6 months, they are ineligible to apply for a new partner visa. They've applied for exemptions to the visa rules 6 times, but with no success, and they say there's no avenue for appeal. It's unclear how many New Zealanders with Australian partners are in the same situation. The New Zealand General Manager of Border and Visa Operations, Nicola Hogg, has sent a statement in response to questions sent by SBS News. It says those without partnership visas are subject to the border restriction unless they meet another exemption criteria.
Immigration New Zealand is considering options for reopening processing of partnership and dependent child visa applications for offshore partners of New Zealand citizens and residents. This will provide a pathway to New Zealand for those who do not meet the current requirements.
Ms. Bell says they feel excluded by the legislation.
So we're not wanting to have a go at the government for what they've done with how they looked after New Zealanders, but it's more that we think there's a minority of us who have been left out and excluded with how they've quickly made the legislations.
Mr. Tonkin Hill said the uncertainty is making managing the distance even more difficult.
We knew that, you know, it was December, even though it's a long way away. You'd have some kind of date, but it could be middle of next year. Kind of every time you think something might come up, it just gets kind of pushed back. So,
Ms. Bell has started a petition to the New Zealand Parliament to change the rules for Australian partners, which has attracted more than 360 signatures. In Australia, those with proof of a relationship, such as marriage or de facto partner status, can join their partner regardless of whether or not they have a specific partner visa. Ms. Bell says she's pleading with the New Zealand government to reconsider the legislation so the couple can be reunited.
We don't know what to do now and we're kind of stuck. And it's been quite hard as well. Like, all I can think about is trying to get Jerry back.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.